WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello, welcome to Radio Rubber Room, coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM, broadcasting from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, and all over the universe on www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We've got a fantastic show for you tonight.
I would just like to say that I agree with you.
About what?
The fantastic show.
Oh yeah, I'm good.
First, though, let us pay homage to my old listening transporter device.
Oh, you found it, man.
It is
no
longer in service, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
After 30 long years of being used to monitor this radio station.
Well, I'm glad you found your radio. Are you going to keep it?
I might just sleep with it as a teddy bear. So now I am listening to the old cable that is hanging on by a thread underneath the desk. If I don't hold it exactly in place with my left foot and both hands, I cannot listen to the show at all, and I will be reading lips and just saying random stuff as it comes to my mind.
I have no problem with that,
I look
forward to seeing how that goes. We do have a great show for you tonight, as long as Sean hangs in there over there. We've got Knuckle joining us. Knuckle,
yeah,
all the
yeah.
way from, where are you guys from?
Virginia Beach.
Where's that?
Virginia Beach.
Right near the beach.
Oh, yeah, so right on the ocean. Yeah.
Just keep driving east.
So you guys live on the actual beach?
No, actually, I live in Chesapeake.
Chesapeake?
I'm at Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach.
So, like, in Norfolk area, too, kind of
in
between?
Hampton Roads.
You go all over the place there. Seven cities.
Yeah. So you guys play around a lot in all those different areas, too?
We have.
Not so much right now?
It's winter time.
So what brought you all the way to Ashland, Virginia?
Episode 88.
I like it. But yeah, killer night at Republic last night. The Northerners.
That was fun, man.
A lot of fun. Bill. And then a great weekend coming up with the Richmond Music Review at Tobacco Company. The one-year anniversary. Champagne Toast. Best Dress Contest. Mm. Awesome bands. The Kindling Kind. Downbeat Switch. Southern Bells and Psychobilly Cadillac.
$100 for a best dress contest.
$100 prize.
I've been finding myself wondering, like, Derek, do you have like a pair of pants without a hole in the pelvic region?
Yeah, I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, so you might have a chance of dressing the best.
Well,
given best our, the best of the contest.
Yeah, I don't think either one of us are eligible to win anyway.
I'm at least going to be sporting my best outfit in honor.
I'm not. I'm just going as myself.
I'm trying to get an orange tuxedo, because that would look sharp on me, man.
Yeah.
Admit it, right?
Orange crisp velvet.
Yeah. Carl knows this.
How's that shirt? How's that pursuit going so far?
I haven't even started.
You've got a couple days.
I know.
No lines out there,
no
options.
Do they even make orange tuxedos?
Yeah, you can get a white one and dye it.
Yeah, we can just spray paint.
Yeah, right?
Have you guys ever worn an orange tuxedo? You've never worn an orange tuxedo?
No, but my dad wore one to his wedding.
Did he?
Did he really?
Orange crushed velvet, dude.
I don't think I've ever worn it.
Your dad
was blue crushed velvet.
Was he intending? How,
yeah.
He was intending it to be funny?
You gotta know his dad.
I don't think it's funny at all. I think it's slick.
Yeah.
I think your dad sounds like one slick mofo.
Do you think anybody ever made...
I got the hair for it.
Nice.
Was that... What era was that in? Was that in the era where that was...
70s.
Yeah. So mustaches too, like awesome muscles.
Travolta, he was not.
He was not, but trying.
Do you think I could get like a three piece, like with a tie dye pattern?
A three-piece suit?
Yeah.
So that'd be kind of a sick hippie tuxedo.
I mean, you could always do it yourself, Sean.
I always just wanted to get a really expensive item of clothing and defile it.
Well, I mean, I feel like I do that all the time. That's why I only own one pair of pants without a burn.
I mean, anyone can just go do a mud run, but if you wear a three-piece suit and top hat during the mud run, people will remember you more for it.
So I guess you got applications then, Sean, huh?
I've learned, you know.
Try to get a better job.
All right.
Well, I always go into a job interview dressed super fancy.
Well, it is time to take our first little break, but we're going to be back with plenty of Knuckle. They're going to play us some live tunes, and we're going to be talking to the guys. But right now, this is No BS Brass with To The Day. It's so
sandwiches and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon, Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Jack! Rastafari! For knuckle and die.
Yeah, you guys are having a good time already.
Thanks
for coming. Now, you guys are from Norfolk. You guys came together in about 2006? Been together since about 2006?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, about 6-7 years now. Yeah.
It's been quite a while.
With me, anyway.
Is that what you guys say, Norfolk officially, or is it the Seven Cities, or...
That's what your Facebook says.
Hampton Roads.
Yeah, so Hampton Roads.
That's what I go by. Norfolk. Moose had a house in Norfolk, so that's basically where their website started out.
And now we all live and practice in Virginia Beach.
We used to all live together, and then we kind of...
Ooh, yeah, that's you guys never had a roommate situation going
yeah,
on.
It was Moose's house, but we had to all move out so that the band would stay together.
Oh, yeah? Now, some tensions?
Yeah.
Over dishes, laundry... That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
You live together, you work together, you play together.
Yeah, we all work together.
Everybody needs it.
We used to all live together and just wasn't working.
Oh, so you guys work together, too?
Yeah, we would kill each other eventually.
Yeah.
So, Moose.
Big shout-out to PTI, Pelagic Technology Incorporated. It's also our boss and our manager, Scott Fenton. So
Jersey, so it's expensive. We moved down to Norfolk.
You can't...
saw this guy doing Holiday Lights. He was the Chick-fil-A cow. That's Carl there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, really?
He's pointing in.
That's a good gig.
It was $10 an hour, man.
So, like, Chick-fil-A cow suit? Or
big
what?
Big head and everything.
Big head and everything? Huh. Did you get to keep your...
Nah, I didn't get to keep it. Nah,
oh, man, you should have...
I couldn't even take it home.
You couldn't even take it home? They wouldn't even let you take it home?
I had some weird fantasies. That's probably why.
So that you can even practice at home wearing the suit.
They said I was the best. They said I was one of the best cows ever. That was funny.
Are you the best cow ever?
Yeah, man. Waving, dancing.
Hey, baby, milk this udder.
So, okay, but we still haven't gotten to how you guys got together.
Well, these guys were doing the Holiday Lights down on the beach. And I was sitting out in front of where I was going to do the Chick-fil-A wave off, I called it, at the end of the Holiday Lights. And Moose, and they said thanks, you know, shook hands, and I went back and I did my Chick-fil-A for 5 hours. And 5 hours later, he comes flying back around the thing there, and he's toasted now. You're still standing there, dude? I'm like, what? So now I was the cow. He's like, oh, it's too funny. He asked me where I was from. Yeah, I'm from Jersey. He's from Jersey. Kind of clicked. And I asked him, I was like, you know, is there any place to do like karaoke or open mic or something like that? He said, why? What do you do? I was like, well, I wrote a couple songs acoustically, and I like to sing. He's like, why don't you come to my house for an interview? I'm talking about dude, he's trash, you know.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, seriously, man. He gives me his number. So about a week later, I called him up, and I go to their house, and they play a CD of music that they had. They had all music. Sean wrote some lyrics to some songs, but they didn't have any
vocals. Songs,
no vocals. So they give me a CD, and I leave. I come back 2 weeks later. I wrote two songs. I wrote a song to Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing. I didn't realize it was Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote a whole song to it. So it's one of our songs now where we changed the music.
Changed the music behind it. Yeah.
So and then right away they're like, they had no expression on their face, and I got finished singing the songs, and they're like, well, let's do it live. So they go out, we go in the garage, and we play, and I'm reading the song, and finish that, and they start packing everything up. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, we're going to the bar. I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, they had a gig booked.
Yeah. So I thought they were just breaking it down, you know. They start loading it in the truck. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, going to the bar. Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. So we get there, and they set it all up, and they're like, yeah, go up there and sing. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So you guys had a gig booked without a singer.
Yeah, yeah. We used to do, every week, we do this little bar called the Horse and Buggy. They only sold beer. It was the worst bar ever. And we played the same 8 songs with no vocals over and over again, like 3 or 4 times a night.
Everybody's like, yeah, man, play some Skinner.
You know any Nickelback?
No, man, we just got these 8 songs. We've been here 3 weeks. Don't you get it? You're the same freaking people. You've heard these songs.
Are those the same people that are your biggest fans now?
No, not
them. I've never seen them again in life.
We got new biggest fans.
Most of them were like sans teeth, so they don't follow around too much. They didn't have cars or teeth or morals.
So all born from there. And so you guys do have an album out as well. It came out in 2010.
Life is good.
Life is good?
Yes, life is good.
Is life good?
You know, it's life, but life is good. As long as you can wake up in the morning and take a deep breath, I guess you're all right, you know?
The album's named after one of the songs in there. Mm-hmm. It's actually a song about a reason to live for.
A reason to live for?
Yeah, a reason not to terminate yourself, or if you will.
Well, that's uplifting.
Yeah, well, one of the lines that sums it up in there is at the end of the chorus, and he says, you know, I think I'll give it just one more day before I throw it all away. And that's what it's about, you know?
And there's a bunch of different reasons why I should wait till tomorrow. I wrote the song to maybe do something I shouldn't. Every day, it's just one more day, you know?
Yeah. So, and it's available on the internet as well, correct? Yeah,
knucklerocks.com is our website. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/knucklerocks.
You can download the music there or send money, and we'll send you a hard copy.
You can catch us at the Republic if they let us back in there.
That was fun. It's the first time I ever saw you guys. You guys were fantastic.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Cool bar,
how
we really enjoyed it.
How'd you guys meet Brian? Because we're connected with you guys through Brian.
Zach Bad is a good friend of ours. He lives down in Virginia Beach. He's friends with Brian. And Brian would come to his house, and I met Brian a couple times. I didn't really remember who he was or anything. And then he asked us one day, you know, you guys ever want to play in Richmond? We're like, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, we opened up for the Dream Machine, who was also...
They were really good.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, yeah, Justin.
Oh, Justin, yeah, Justin Shearer, very, very
made,
sick.
Made me nervous. Very sick. Made me nervous.
But enough about them. We'll talk about them.
So,
go ahead, Sean.
So, according to your Facebook that I found using Google, I googled knuckle, and you guys were on page 24.
Cool. Moving up.
Right under the knuckle band-aid.
I'm a... And I'm just impressed by your patience.
Yeah, oh yeah, I went. And there's five members of the band.
There used to be.
Yeah, there used to be. We kind of got rid of the lead guitar player, and I kind of trying to do it now. Carl, yeah.
Oh, well...
Yeah, we decided to get a bigger split with four instead of five, you know what I'm saying?
It was a financial situation.
Yeah, a little bit harder to carry equipment, but one person doesn't show up normally anyway, so...
It's been a dream of mine for a while. I've been trying to learn how to do it for like 5 years, and Sean yelled at me, he's like, you can do it now, you should have been doing it all along.
Poor Carl, poor Carl. So, I mean, how's the album doing? You guys getting rid of some copies?
We've been moving them.
We got 1,000. What have we got? Maybe... 5 boxes left.
Yeah. And how about downloads?
Not many. It's hard to get it out there, man. Yeah. People are broke.
Well, hopefully today.
We're hoping people steal it, actually.
Hoping steal it. You heard it here first, guys. Knuckle wants you to steal their album.
Bootleggers, get on it.
They said be listening to it.
So if you see them driving down the road, pull up, make them get out of the car, there's the box in the car, and just take the car.
If I get carjacked for a Knuckle CD, I'll be the happiest man
alive. What I'm going to do is write all of my business information on it and then give it out as a business card.
So,
you're not even in the band, what the heck?
So as far as playing down in the beach, what are a couple of spots, you know, you guys are playing around now? Obviously, it's not the same 8 songs in that same place anymore. Now you got the vocals, the funky bass. Where are you guys getting around down there?
Well, we played all around, from, you know, Hampton to Newport News to Chesapeake to...
You did DeNorva 6 times?
6 times, just played DeNorva. Cool. Opened for Nonpoint there and, you know, did a benefit there and... We like to do a lot of benefits. We get around doing social events and stuff and play at all different bars. Bar None, Stonehouse Lounge, Phil's Grill used to be the best.
That I actually did like a whole set. Nervous.
They don't close down for a while.
I used to puke every time before like the first year.
Stage fright?
It was horrible, dude.
I have the same affliction.
It was horrible.
Before our show, vomiting. Yeah,
you guys should bond right now.
Yeah. Just go hug. Get it out.
Next break, we'll take a hug break.
We're going to throw up on each other.
Yeah.
I saw that on Jerry Springer, man.
Well, guys, it is just about time to take another break here. Before we do, tell everybody real quick where they can find the album, where they can find Knuckle, where maybe they can catch you playing live next.
www.knucklerocks.com or Facebook.com/knucklerocks.
And we just became a house band down there at 5000 Cleveland Street. It's called Blondie's Bar None. Right now we're doing a food drive, clothes, sweaters, blankets for the homeless. What was it, last Tuesday? Wednesday. We went out and we gave out a bunch of, we made up some goodie bags and we went down to the beach. There's a lot of homeless people down there. The beach gave out some blankets, sweaters, coats. Yeah.
That's really good.
Cool. Nice. You can check it out. Nice.
We play there every Sunday.
On Facebook.
Well, very cool. Yeah. We're going to be back with more from Knuckle, more live tunes, more talking to the guys. I don't know if you guys don't keep up with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Rubber Room. We do this thing on Mondays. We post a new video to our Facebook page. We basically say, hey, you know, share this video. Get it a bunch of hits. Make it go viral. And this week, we picked The Trillions, Control X, Control V. And this is that tune right there. But if you want to check it out, go to our Facebook page or The Trillions Facebook page and check out the video. Boom.
Your best. señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Chaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
New from Spoofco's Motion Picture Association comes a Grandpa's Tool Shed production.
Hey, Lexington, you better punch back in, buddy. We just got a huge order that needs to be delivered to the local all-female college dormitory in 30 minutes or less.
Aw, shucks. I'm never going to be a famous movie director when I keep getting stuck working at this crummy job.
He was a nerdy pizza delivery boy with a video camera and a vengeance.
Hiya. I've got 100 pizzas here for a Miss Veronica Swallows.
Veronica, your pizzas are here.
She was an aspiring theater major at the local community college with a passion for pepperoni.
Oh dear, how will I ever afford all these pizzas?
There will be action. There will be adventure. There will be a donkey. And a chicken. In this year's biggest romantic comedy blockbuster.
Silly me. Look, Veronica, I've gotten pizza sauce all down my cleavage.
Well then, I guess we can't let that go to waste now. Can we?
Oh, pizza sauce. Oh, what are you gonna do with that pepperoni? Cheesy.
This summer, Ron Lexington, Veronica Swallows, Bunny Givens, and introducing newcomer, Hung Lee.
Who ordered Chinese food?
In college co-ed webcam audience, 18.
This film is not yet rated.
In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family has been breeding puppies for centuries. During my youth in Klausenbergen, I would always remember playing with the cute little puppies, but they were disobedient, always making poopin' in the housen. Grandmama Hitler would always make me put down the bad puppies. Why, Grandmama, why? The puppies! Well, after a lifetime of selectively breeding the puppies, mine puppies are finally available to the public. Mine puppies are an elite breed that is quickly sweeping over Europe. They will surely obey your every command. Sit! Sal! Beseitigen alle Feinde! Yes, yes, mine puppies are sure to be the only breed in the world. Because they are superior to all other puppies! You'll love my puppies. They are so cute, so cuddly, so option. Hagen sie flaggen sagen!
Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. They said he couldn't top his riveting collection of songs from that untouchable chart topper. But now he's back to inseminate your hearts and fellate your minds. New from Spoofco's Aluminium Collection, Sean S. Austin I's Oral Sounds. You will find it hard to believe that all of these sound effects came from the face hole of an average human being. Each box set includes sounds like car accident.
Oh my god.
Tsunami. Submarine sonar. French person.
Bonjour.
Alchemy. Cardboard being cut with scissors. Gadget number 8. Bloop, bip, bip, bip. Woodpecker. Personal fornication. Police radio chatter. Medieval sword fighting.
Ching, 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 ching.
Elephant dancing. Guy listening to music on headset while in public. And drums. So amazing. I laughed, I cried. I maintained an erection for several days after hearing these sounds. Simplicity at its most complex, complicated at its most simple. Download each soul-captivating sound effect as an MP3 for only $9.95 each. Or purchase the complete box set of Sean's Oral Sounds and receive a free pumpkin carving kit and plastic paring knife. Sean S. Austin I makes noises with his mouth. New from the Spoofco Aluminium Collection.
Yeah! Viper Cobra here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubberoo. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubberoo through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubberoo, go to www.radiorubberoo.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room! Awesome!
No wrong.
you better be real strong. Now the time to think about it is the time to change. But right now the time to think about it. I said now the time to think about it is the time to change. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you there's still time to change.
Nice.
That was Your Mama in O Flat
No, I assume O-flat is the key that was in.
Yeah.
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 No, I've never
heard. What the time it took, or how long it takes to get to her house, don't know.
Fair enough, fair enough.
It's
yeah,
about, and it's not about your mom.
It better not be. Debbie is a saint. You don't talk about Debbie.
It's the community mom. You know, it's everybody's mom. Yes. It's his mom, it's your mom.
Well, it ain't my mom.
No, that, is that about a specific mom? No, it's not.
No.
It has nothing to do with anybody.
Actually, the name
mom.
Of the song came first, and then I wrote the song. Yeah. We just never changed the name.
We had to have something called. Couldn't keep saying, play that thing in A.
Yeah.
Play your mom in O-flat.
In the middle of that song, there's a little breakdown, and that breakdown where it plays like double time, twice as fast, was how the original riff went fast. And Carl was having a hard time coming up with anything for it. So, for some reason, I was like, hey, let me try this. Slowed it down like that, and it was just bing.
And actually, it's a song that I wrote acoustically. And when he slowed it down, I was singing it in my head, and it fit and just took off from there.
Yeah. And you guys have that rock, you know, those rock riffs, you know, and then. My good friend Ron over here getting down on the bass. He's getting funky.
He's killing it.
How do you describe your guys' sound?
We say bluesy rock. I say bluesy rock whenever I describe. I mean, we got like so many genres. If you listen to the CD, there's a bunch of genres in there, man.
I like rock fusion. It sounds rock so technical fusion. And groovy. You know?
It's basically rock.
Rock fusion, man.
I'll buy into that.
I think you should just say fusion.
Yeah, there you go. Or rusion, yeah. Everybody think it's the color thing.
Flat.
O-flat. We just called it flat style.
Yes.
Now, you guys were talking a little bit about your charitable work in the last interview.
Love it.
Now, you guys put on a festival as well, from what I understand, the East Coast Music Festival.
Yeah, that went off really well, too. Tell us a little bit about that. Moose took care of that. He was the man in charge for that. Get a Moose.
Moose!
That was the most tired I have ever been in my life. Yeah, it was... security / stagehand / stage manager / sound guy /
liaison
headliner. It was ridiculous.
Headliner
writing checks while I'm setting up mics and stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Now, I mean, obviously, you hired people to like a staging company to set up the stage.
Yeah, we had a good buddy in Onyx Sound. He came out and helped us out. He brought some really nice gear. But of course, it rained most of the time. So,
and Andy loaned us the lights.
Yeah. Buddy Andy McCarty lent us the lights.
Andy.
Did you guys have to did you have to rent a rig for the sound, or Onyx took care of that?
He gave us a really good price where the sound gear came with him and the sound gear
sweet.
It was like half of what anything else would have been just for one day. So,
and that's mostly because it was a charitable event. You know, we were trying to sponsor awareness for SPCA, Virginia Beach SPCA, you know, and we're trying to raise them a little bit of money to help them get them going into the winter here, you know.
So you're successful overall?
No, actually, by the end of it, we lost like $1,800, so the SPCA never got anything, but...
They got some advertising. They got some
learning experience, you know.
Plans to do it again next year.
It's going
to
happen next year, sure.
And we're not, you know, we're not scared, we're just wiser, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You got the kinks worked out.
Yeah, well, basically.
Yeah.
It was at Sandy Point Resort. I don't know if we're going to do it again there next year, maybe. Hopefully.
It's like right on the Currituck Sound.
Yeah.
Kind of nice, one crabbing.
So almost on the water?
It was right on the water. Yeah.
Really?
The stage was above the campsite, awesome.
So camping on the beach.
Yeah, it was great, man. And we had Blue Claw. They were pulling them out of water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big, gigantic ones, man.
That sounds like fun. So when's the date for that next year? Do you guys have a date set for it yet? Or?
Nah, I'm still getting over this year's.
We got to set it a little better because they had events down at the beach that, like, deterred people from coming there because they had all their obligations.
It was Blues Festival at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then Mitt Romney was speaking in Pungo, and if you know anything about Pungo, if you close one road, you're screwed.
Really?
And, there was like an 8-mile backup. People were turning around. I was like, dude, you're not even in any kind of office right now. Yeah. You're still screwing.
Get out of here.
Try to play some music.
I mean, music festivals traditionally, I think I was told that they don't, it takes like 3 to 5 years
to really
start turning profits.
Yeah,
but to have an $1,800 loss, that's not bad at all.
We had a big turnout, and most people said they were coming back. So
see, the thing was, a lot of people live in the campground, and we just thought it in bad taste to charge them.
Yeah.
So it looked like there was a bunch of people there, but it was all people in golf carts that lived there.
We still appreciated them. You know,
yeah, they helped us out. Sure. Out. They carted us around when we needed stuff. And
it was cool. A good time, man. There was a really good crowd. There was really no problems, no issues. Like
one
guy
got thrown out.
Get kicked out. It was a much.
Physically thrown out. So, what was the turnout? Do you know, number-wise? Like, about how many?
How many tickets did we sell?
It was, at the end of it, it was about 150 if you count the people that, that live there.
It's not bad at all.
We had some really good bands there, man. A lot of people came and played for free, which was awesome.
People come down from Jersey and up from Florida.
Jersey Jim, yeah.
We had my cousins from Fort Lauderdale, the Gluttonous Feast, man. They came and rocked it, man. Yeah. They were amazing.
Yeah. The Gluttonous Feast?
The Gluttonous Feast. They are an awesome
band. You just piqued Sean's interest.
They are great. You'll like them.
I already like them.
Yeah, you will. They're great.
Sounds delicious. Especially with Thanksgiving coming up, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Their album cover is this giant sandwich, but instead of bread, like, they use watermelon.
Oh, sweet.
Dan's favorite food is the sandwich.
It is. No, it is.
I'm the sandwich king, Dan.
No. I am the sandwich king.
I beg different.
Sir, I will challenge you to a duel right here on this radio show. Right, you have sandwiches in your bag. We're having an eating contest.
The rules are going to be simple.
Actually, you're a challenge coming up.
You win. I bow down. If you are carrying a sandwich.
In the name of Radio Rubber Room.
And Sean has one in his pocket.
I have a sandwich, too.
Sean always has
sandwiches, ramen noodles, and chicken. What's up?
Yeah, I got Lay's potato chips and granola bars. And a Cuban sandwich. Sean,
but he keeps a sandwich in his pocket at all times.
He does. He does always have a sandwich.
If you're ever in need of a sandwich, just pick Sean's pocket.
More people gave me a hard time for the Nile. At your birthday, I was playing this game where I was like, how much of the sandwich can I eat inside of this restaurant? Before they notice. And the answer was the whole sandwich.
The whole sandwich.
Well, on that note, it is time to take another break, but don't you worry, we're going to be back with more live tunes from Knuckle. But right now, this is Silo Effect with Surfaces. The
them. If you missed the show live, download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Radio Rubber Room live every Thursday on 102.9 FM.
Say that again, because you weren't on yet.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room, live every Thursday on 102.9 FM.
I just needed the welcome back part.
I learned that from Derek.
You weren't joking. You do have to hold this in place like the whole time.
I was balling it in my fist.
Oh, and speaking of pocket sandwiches, I did log out of my Facebook before we switched seats, but you did not take your pocket sandwich, so I'm going to eat it.
Oh, snap. Can I have half of that?
Yeah, buddy? You can.
Darn.
You can.
Vengeance is sweet. That's all I'm going to say. It's time for that very special segment called 10 Minutes with Sean and the Band. The first one with the whole band in some time. It's pretty awesome. Cool. We're going to start with a mandatory drug test. Right. But it's in the form of a question. So feel free to answer however you like. You know, it will bring out the truth. Like, do you guys think that maybe we don't exist if we don't think that we do? But if we think we exist, do we exist?
Only he does.
Wow. You guys just failed for mushrooms.
Yeah.
Good job.
I mean, it's all electrons, really.
I think I sent some PCP.
You want to get me into physics, so let's go.
Just failed for animal steroids.
That's just my horse.
No one ever has failed for that in the past on the drug test question, so I don't know where to go from here. So, Moose?
Yes.
What came first, the band Knuckle or the nickname Moose?
Moose.
Moose? And then you were like, band called Knuckle? Awesome. Moose. You should just have a card that says Moose, Knuckle, right there.
It's really funny when I call the book shows, I'm like, yeah, this is Moose from Knuckle. They're like, you're kidding me, right?
No, sir, I'm serious.
Does that really happen?
Yes, all the time, actually.
Sweet. He was a heavy kid. That's where the Moose came from.
Yeah. They have like a real cool first name, like Clarence.
Lucian.
Lucian.
That's cool. I would go with that.
Yeah.
You sound like you're from
it's
Cloud
hard to say
City
in a bar, you know.
Yeah. It does sound like he's from Cloud
Lucian?
City.
Huh? Who?
Dushin?
How do you spell that?
Lucius.
Where are you from?
Lucius.
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. So, as musicians, have you guys ever considered Ice Ice Babying a Queen song?
Wait, I'm still wondering if you said musicians or magicians.
Yeah. Musicians.
Oh, okay,
musicians.
Just checking on that. I could do it as a magician, but not a musician.
Musicians would do something like that. Like
no?
What?
I mean, you could just change one little ding.
Then
you
that's true.
You know, make a hit again. What are you enjoying over there?
Is that a packet of Sweetin' Low?
It's taffy. It's taffy.
I eat candy all the time, man.
Dude, that taffy is going to make your teeth fall out.
I know.
He's got too many teeth anyway.
Dude, I'm jealous you can even eat taffy. I walk into candy stores and I'm like, oh, taffy.
I love taffy.
Yeah.
I love candy.
So
I wish they made like some sort of
a
taffy,
by the way,
like
on a candy over there.
Dermal skin cream that you could just like rub on and absorb the taffy flavor.
That sounds delicious. Let's take a moment to think about this.
Cups of water.
Sorry for the dead airspace.
I have some sugar and a half a cup of water and then wipe it on your tongue.
I have personally thought of a healthy taffy that cleans your teeth. They have that bone for dogs. Like, I hate brushing my teeth. If I could eat and my teeth are clean, I just think that would be two birds.
Have you tried dog bones?
What about apples?
Thought about that. I love apples.
Oh, I love them.
Mm-hmm. I've got invention working on
that works. They make me poop.
They will constipate you.
I will definitely see a doctor if I were you.
Yeah.
Because I have never heard of that from food.
I think that's why they say apple a day keeps a doctor away. It keeps me regular. If I eat an apple, man, I'm stuck in the house all day long.
Wow. Really, man? All day? Well, it will constipate you. Apples, yep, the appliness constipates you.
Let's change it to 10 minutes about constipation.
So this one time I was really backed up.
Do you guys have any cool stories about a biscuit?
Cornbread. We're doing a show at what bar was that?
Rogers
Bar and Grill. We played for about 2.5 hours for 2 people.
Awesome.
Cool old dude.
Today 2 hours, 3 people.
Yes. Moving up.
We get finished with the song Freight Train that we do. It's on the CD. And I get off the stage, and this little guy calls me over to the table there, him and his buddy sitting there. He sits down. I sit down next to him. He's like, I'm going to say something to you, son. He says, I'm an old guy from down south. He says, I'm a retired police officer, retired Navy. He says, you like cornbread, son? And I kind of look at him funny. I'm like, yeah. He says, well, I love cornbread. And y'all better than cornbread! It was sick, dude.
That sounds like an album name.
That was the best compliment I ever got, man. I gotta say, man.
Knuckle.
Yeah, no one's ever told me I'm better than cornbread.
I thought about that. With butter.
That is on point. And cornbread is good.
It really is.
I'm already getting a tattoo drawn up. I'm ready to go.
Now, you're getting a cornbread tattoo?
Yeah. Were we just talking about that?
When it comes to drums, is it quantity or quality?
He's got way too many drums over there.
I just like to make them angry.
Oh, so
carry my craft.
See if you could play with this thing that no one's ever seen since like 1985.
I got all kinds of stuff on there I don't use, but don't tell.
It looks cool.
I'd rather them carry a lot of stuff. And
I watched him several times. He hits everything on there.
He does.
Is that at least once? Is his drum set the reason why you all had to move out? Like, as he slowly acquired more and more pieces.
Pretty much,
Your drum set just took over the house.
It got to the point where we don't even break it down anymore. We just take it apart and put it in the drum.
Like, put a blanket and pillow around it and just sleep around it.
Yep. First went the end table, then the dresser, then the girlfriend, then the dog, and then we were out. You know. Yeah.
At least if the band never works out, you got $3,000 worth of metal.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Was the living situation together kind of like a sitcom? Like four guys, one drum set in a one bedroom?
Oh, I wish we could have taped some of that stuff that went on in that house, man.
Wow. Yeah, some people did, but yeah, I never see it.
Now, as band member, like, is it good for your band member to be your friend? Like, I've always wanted to have a band where I just, like, hate the person in it, you know, and I could just fuel my hate.
That's me, dude. I hate all. Well, no, Ron's cool. Ron's new. I haven't really got a chance to hate Ron. Moose and Sean, I could probably.
I think we could hang out, Ron.
By your antenna.
By what you're doing, I like that.
Cool, man. Cool.
Cool. He said cool. I don't know if that.
Yeah.
He said that was cool.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And for those at home, he just looks cool.
You know how we met Ron? He was our maintenance guy.
Oh, sweet.
We were looking for a bass player, and I asked. No lie, I asked everybody I met, you play bass? Hey, you play bass? Hey, you play bass? He just happened to come
out. Got really uncomfortable at church, you know.
I would have said, not yet.
The reverend's like, no, I don't want to play in a band named after a moose knuckle.
Dirty.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm surprised that priest knew what that was.
Yes.
That is
true.
Think about that church, buddy. Mm-hmm. If you guys could have any superpower, what would it be?
Power to see through things, probably.
Fly.
Yeah, fly.
I like invisibility.
Everybody flies in their dream.
I'd like to be able to see through their shirts and see their armpits.
Get away from danger. You're trying to fly.
I haven't flown in a long time.
I'm flying in my dream all the time. You're like,
do you know that you're dreaming at that point?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be enjoying it like a movie.
I'd be like, what am I like on?
I have a superpower, actually. I have massive thumbs.
Look at them thumbs.
Oh my god, dude. That is awesome.
Dude, those are like...
How do you text?
Slowly.
He breaks things constantly.
Yeah. Dude, you have...
Don't borrow my...
That's why the screen on my phone is broken, man.
Serious.
He doesn't use sticks, I swear.
Just bangs the thumbs around? That's awesome.
Bottom, you got nothing on this kit.
Serious business. So, those... Ooh. I can't even look at them.
Look at them.
Oh my god.
He's got the coolest dog in the world too. And his thumbs look like the dog's paws.
Let me assure you, the people at home, they are huge.
Really, they're what like, happened they're was like... a chainsaw accident. You know, they had to take his toes.
That's what I was gonna say, man. They look like my big toes, man. These things are scary.
Cool. Wow.
Do you ever get athlete's foot on them?
I do. Just on my thumbs.
So I don't know, like, you guys are all pretty cool. Like, I like your music a lot.
Thank you.
Let's say I have, like, unlimited funds, and I'm like, here's some money, you guys can never see each other again. How much money is that?
$10.
You got 50 bucks?
50 bucks.
To get me home?
Strong. That is a unity that you guys share. $50. Yes. I'm gonna get on
it's
that.
It's an unbreakable bond.
The knuckle dissembling fund.
Yeah, I'm trapped here forever.
If you no longer wish to see knuckle,
no amount of money, man. I'm trapped.
Just throw money at us and we're going, dude.
Oh, the show. Oh, here's
I'll take two bags of ramen noodles and a can of tuna fish. I'm good. Man. Let's go.
That's the dinner of champions right there. I always eat that.
Yeah. Now let me ask that question. Let me turn that around on you. How much would it take for if somebody from Knuckle had unlimited funds, how much would it take for us to walk away?
From the radio show?
Yes.
Ooh. $100 a person.
Dude, I'm just trying to get that pocket sandwich, man.
I will walk
Not
away.
Even money, just the sandwich.
Just the sandwich.
You can have half, buddy.
Half a Cuban.
I love
Help
you.
Yourself. Assuming that time travel is possible, and it is. When do you guys do a show? Like, is there a year that you guys want to play and open for a certain band that might not be existent right now? Or who do you guys fit best with in time?
Before I was born, I jammed with Jethro Tull. That was pretty cool. But I don't know it yet. I mean, I'll figure that out in the future.
That's cool.
What we would do as a band, I mean, any of them, it's all good. We like the classic rock. We like the blues. We like opening for like bands like G-Love that are funky and chillier and... You know, anything. It doesn't matter where you're at, who you are. If you got solid tunes that, you know, mean something and are real, we're down.
I like that on your Facebook it says modern classic rock.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind.
Well, that's because we've gotten that a lot. You know, that's what people have told us. It's not something we've made up. You know, it's
so
what people have told us.
We will certainly play your music, but as for other radio stations, 20 years from now, probably beyond.
Then we'll take the mic.
Actually, I would like to say, I think I would like to be the first band to ever play, because then for a while we would be the best band anybody ever heard.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
They are the best in that genre, dude. Nobody can touch them in that genre.
Maybe you guys should like start a country and oppress the people so they can only hear your music.
I think I have an island, I tell you.
You know, we found a bar in Portsmouth called Cock Island. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, that is funny. It's awesome. Was it like a reverse Hooters? There was like Oprah on.
We didn't go. We're all wearing sweaters and banana hammocks.
Awesome. Alright, well that's alright. One more question. One more quick question.
Yes.
Can you guys give me some cab fare so I can get to my next interview?
I got you.
Is this paying?
For half that sandwich.
Yo, dude. What's up, man? I'm on half.
This has been 10 Minutes with Sean and the Band. You're listening to Radio Rubber Room. Continue to do so.
And right now, this is Downbeat Switch with Room to Breathe.
It's gotten me so down where we
I demand that you listen to Radio Rubber Room every Thursday from 10 to midnight, or your soul will be tormented for an eternity by flaming dinosaur skeletons.
Babies!
Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist.
Who
will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah!
Baby is so badass.
24/7 care.
There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby into shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defusing,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skills,
moonshine.
Yeah! Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah! Face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber! One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch, yeah. Punch, punch.
Punch, punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly into their chest.
Protein shakes
directly into your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Hey, guys. Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnie or building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
it was goodbye. Cause I can't change the way you feel about me anymore, baby. Time for letting go. And I remember that look on my face when I saw you with him there in that place.
Knuckle with their tune Memories off their album Life is Good.
Actually, that was not on the album. That's a new one.
That is a new one. Yeah, this is going to be on their next album called Life is Great.
And so is the first one, Say Hey, that we did tonight.
Yeah.
That's also not on the album. The only one.
And I was about to get to that. So this has been out for about 2 years. What's the status on the follow-up?
Well, you know, not only are three of the songs that we're playing tonight, Memories, Donkey Punch, and Say Hey, are not on this album. Neither was our bass player, Ron. We had our old friend Luke on there and Taylor Lord, very good guy from Lord Leftovers, and they both had to go their own ways and do their own things. We were fortunate enough to bump into Ron here that came in, so now we got him, and we feel we're a lot more solid as a four-piece, and we like it. We like the way, the direction that he's helped us go, and he's brought a lot to the table.
The funk.
He brings the funk to the table.
Yeah, we got some nice new funk stuff, man. It's funky, yeah. But
as far as the album goes, we're trying to do a couple of singles before we do another album. Like,
gotcha.
Memories is going to be one of them.
That last one there, yeah, we're hoping to single that.
Now, I'd have to guess you guys are probably roughly around my age, I'd say. My age. I'm halfway to 60, a little bit more than halfway to 60.
I'm in 30s.
My youngest son is 20, just turned 26.
my youngest son just turned 31, so I don't want to brag.
I just turned 46, not 20.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
It's a fun age. It's a fun age.
Yeah.
Wow, I had a question there, and then I had to answer how old I was.
You're too busy thinking about that sandwich, man.
I know, dude. Dude, I haven't eaten or slept in
the question you were
forever.
Sort of leading in about your age.
Yeah, I have no idea where I was going. Hey, we're all about the same age, that's all.
Now, speaking of the sandwich, during the break, you explained to us what was actually on your sandwich.
Oh, my sandwich.
You feel like making the listeners very hungry like you made us?
I have roasted chicken.
Okay.
Provolone cheese,
yeah.
Virginia baked ham, and cheddar cheese with mayo on one side and mustard on the other side of white bread.
Mayonnaise on one and mustard on the other side?
Absolutely.
That is mind-blowing.
And now, but he sat on it. Now it's just a slice of bologna.
That's my favorite sandwich.
Bologna is the bomb, man.
One slice of bologna.
The front and the back. That's what it is.
No, you can. I mean, you can just do regular bread, piece of bologna, good sandwich. I mean, you don't really need much more.
It's true.
It's like prison food.
It's a fact of life.
That's why prisoners are so happy.
Now, any like time frame on releasing the singles?
We're trying to get it out by at least late spring, early summer.
So have it ready for the next festival.
Yeah, for the next festival. For the next time. We got a bunch of fans that live in Virginia Beach, but we had a lot of people that was digging us that were visiting, you know, the vacationers. So spring is hot.
I remember my question. We are roughly around the same age. CDs, albums have kind of been throughout our generation. Do you guys see that the length of albums are going to get socially just shorter because people don't have time to consume an entire record anymore?
I believe it's also their attention span. I don't believe that. And Memories there, the last song we played, is actually a deliberate example towards that philosophy. We specifically tried to keep that song as short as possible. I mean, not only because it's a little bit repetitive, it's fairly simple. We try to play it well and bring the best out of them chords. But I wanted to make sure we kept it short as a single, as for that, you know, 2.5-3 minutes, because they're not. It's rare to find, you know, Your Mama No Flat before that, that's about a 7-minute song, you know, so we can do that. We like to do that, but that is on our album. But, you know, as a major released album and the pop charts and all that, everything, you know, is 3 minutes or less, you know. Yeah. So it is. It's just the attention span. They got to fit as many people as they can because that's a royalty for every song.
I remember each.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and that was, what, they have like 4 songs on them? 4 songs. Yeah. I mean, is that the route you see us going with the new records? Like going to more of an EP?
Why did we put 14 songs?
We put 14 songs because we were selling it around anywhere between 10 at shows and 13 on the website. So we figured people get songs for 99 cents a song.
More, you know?
So, you know, we figured, hey, 14 for 10 bucks or 14 for 12 or 13 bucks, so you're still getting a deal.
That and we couldn't make up our mind which one we're
yeah.
Well, I thought somebody was going to get killed by another member of the band before the next album came out,
yeah.
So I figured get them all.
Get them all.
Get them on wax. That's a good thought process.
It is.
Huh. Who's most likely in the band to get killed by the rest of the band?
Me.
Sean.
Definitely Sean.
Huh.
Damn redheads.
I guess it's just something about guys named Sean.
It's that Sean name. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're just too creative, man.
I know, dude.
You for that sandwich.
People do not understand our genius.
No.
It's because you guys get all the ladies.
And guys, I do have some breaking news. The Buffalo Bills just beat the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, they kicked like 17 field goals,
it's
man.
Fine.
The
we
Dolphins scored 2 touchdowns.
I feel like our
Yeah, Steelers fan, baby. Right. Hold on.
It's just been a couple weeks. I really needed this. And I just need to take this moment.
And that was the WHAN 1430 AM sports wrap.
There we go.
So, guys,
tell us a little bit, because we're in the Richmond scene. It's a very happening scene right now. There's just so much going on, so much talent here. Tell us a little bit about the Virginia Beach scene. Like, what else is going on around there?
Is it wet there?
Some other bands you like in that area.
There's a lot of metal down there.
A lot of metal. They get like six bands per show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but they can all only play like 45 minutes because they'll fall over.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely some very talented bands. And so awesome. It's understanding.
Who were some of the bands we liked down there?
Oh, man. Ascender and.
Who did we used to play with? Because those are
Under One Condition, Disfigured.
Yeah. The Underground Press was the first band I think we played the North.
They were
with.
Metal. They were more like Black Curse. That was nice. Style. They were good.
Yeah, that was good.
Is it a tight-knit community? Are you guys hanging out with these bands, like, gigging with them?
During the summertime, when 180 out, we played with them a bunch of times.
I mean, it's a good way to get your foot in the door at other places.
A lot of free shows opening.
Like, coming out here to play.
For them, they don't for us.
Yeah. So, but off-season, though, kind of dries up a little bit.
Yeah. That's where we got lucky to find this house band gig and also be able to do the charity with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're a little bit slower right now, but the time that we do have means a lot more. It's a lot more valuable and, you know, it just does a lot more positive things than just getting out there stroking our egos in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. 4-7 on Sunday.
I know. If I'm going to stroke something in front of everybody, it's not going to be my ego.
me too.
I had a question too and I just lost it.
I would after that one too.
Where's your favorite place to go see a show down there? A couple venues you love to go see shows?
Me, Carl, I don't really used to go anywhere. I really don't like noise or crowds.
Oh yeah, like to be on that stage.
Yeah, that's it.
I get out of there real quick when the show's over.
Now, I would have thought it was because you couldn't find a babysitter for your 26-year-old son. Somebody's got to watch my kid, man. Isn't he 26? Yeah, he gets into trouble.
All right, well, it is time to take another break, play a tune, but we're going to be back with one more live song from Knuckle.
Yeah.
All right, but right now this is...
Let me guess, Donkey Punch, right?
Donkey Punch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to get dangerous in here. This is Murphy's Kids with Hands On.
Girl, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm going to take you higher. I'm going to take you higher. Something about you. You got this funky style, and I'm not sure how to deal with you. My mouth is dry, and it's getting worse. You're so wise and articulate. Can I take credit for this?
Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell Man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room. And the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight. Every Thursday. On 102.9 FM.
Thank you. I'm just too uncoordinated. I'll never learn to skip and whistle at the same time.
Don't give up just yet.
Who the hell are you? And why are you in my house?
What? You don't recognize me? I'm Albert Fallen Scratch, well-known silent film extra, two-time soapbox derby champion, and world-renowned skip whistler.
What?
With all this crazy space-age technology, like lead-free paint and calculator watches, it's no wonder you're too uncoordinated for skip whistling. Kids these days are desensitized to the once popular art form of skip whistling, forgetting how to express their emotions without the use of words. There is factual evidence that I've wrote down on this here napkin that proves the rise of evil organizations like Lambda and the Lady Gaga Fan Club are in direct correlation with the decline in popularity of skip whistling.
Let me see that.
Ha-choo! Sorry, but I have the yellow fever, and I don't want you to catch it.
I don't get it. Are you gonna teach me to skip and whistle at the same time?
Of course! At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling, we'll teach you more than just that. Like dance juggling, and juggle skipping, and advanced juggle whistle dancing. At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling.
I don't know. Juggle whistle dancing sounds dangerous.
Oh, crummy buttons. Let me tell you something, you little p-. I used to skip juggle whistle dance 10 miles uphill backwards and naked to school while dragging an invalid in a wagon.
Cut!
The Albert Fallen Scratch Old Fashioned School for Skip Whistling. Sign up today and get a free loofah stick backwasher and this handy calculator watch.
Do you shower? Do you like to get dry afterwards? Towels suck. They suck up water. The more water they suck, the less sucking they do. Who likes to be moist for hours? An alternative method for getting dry is now available. Oh, yeah. The Dehydrated Oxygen Moisture Evaporator, or DOME. DOME by Salmon's Mom is an apparatus that is designed to fit outside or in a large garage. Ooh, that's big. DOME blows you dry quicker and faster than you've ever experienced by being rubbed down by towels. You don't even have to touch yourself. DOME does all the work. Science shows that blowing is three times as effective as sucking when it comes to getting you dry. Oh, The longer DOME lasts, the hotter it gets. Ooh. Today only, you can get DOME from Simon's Mom for free if you're one of the first 10 callers. Experience the sensation that is DOME by Simon's Mom.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
See, I was sitting in this bar. I was staring across the other side at this young lady who was looking at me with these really pretty eyes. I couldn't exactly figure out what it was she was trying to say to me, so I figured I'd get a little closer. Suddenly it said, there's something you need to know. so gently as she unlocked the door to her car with her keys. And after a few short lefts and rights, we were headed in the general direction of what she called her pad. Slowly we walked up the stairs, and they were all painted bright and red. Closer and closer, straight to her bed. Slowly stripping the clothes from her body, gently caressing her skin. And as my hand lightly touched the back of her neck to lay it down upon the pillow, she looked me in the eyes and said, "There's something you need to know." She said that I made my way back up the street towards the bar where my car was parked. But the only thing that entered my mind at that particular time was, what the hell am I gonna tell my wife?
That Donkey is Punch by Knuckle here on Radio Rubber Room. I did just get Facebook hacked.
Derek came right over here and he was so concerned about logging out of that computer that he forgot to log out of this computer.
Got me.
And yes. His laptop right over there. So I made it clear to everyone out there in Facebook world that he is excited about the new Twilight movie.
Who
yes,
is Edward?
He is.
Who is Edward?
You totally know.
Okay, I know. I have read all the books.
Hey, Moose Knuckle, yes. Your drum set just donkey punched me in the back of the head, man.
Yeah.
Where you guys yeah. Going now?
Wasn't the first time.
You done?
Won't be the last.
Dude, my mic is so hot. He was so hot, Mike.
So, are you guys Twilight fans?
No.
It's okay to admit it. I just did. Apparently.
The ladies love Twilight. If you go to see the Twilight grand opening tonight, like, 40 grandmas are going to be like, "You should meet my granddaughter."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It ain't
grandmas. All right, guys. So, I had one really big important question that I've been waiting.
Why are you packing up?
Yeah, that's we're not going anywhere yet, guys.
We've been waiting all day.
You guys come back here.
Can
we still play?
We still got to talk, though. We still got to talk.
Yeah. All right. It's habit.
Yeah, so the spelling. Now, you guys spell this kind of unusual, not in the actual spelling of it, but in the capitalization choices.
Yeah,
now, puts two, capital K, capital N, lowercase U, lowercase C, capital K, capital L, lowercase E. Is there some meaning behind that?
There's a couple of knuckles out there that kind of makes us stand.
Oh, so to make much, it look like to make it look like
it's not even that. It's just pretty much to just logo. It's a pretty much, you know, just so that when people see it in that pattern, no matter what the typeface is, mm-hmm. that they know that's us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's like a knuckle movie coming out, and there's knuckle drag, and knuckle this, and knuckle that. You know, I think there's a Canadian knuckle.
Knuckleheads, they won't let us play there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So really?
That kinda,
is that true?
That just kind of lets it know.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Don't forget about knuckle band-aids. Band-aids yeah. specifically designed for your knuckle.
Every time you say that, it puts us one further back on the Google
search. Yeah, come on, Sean.
Dude, you got to stop that.
Raise them up. And another question. Google or Bing, which do you prefer?
I personally like Bing. Me too. I like being able to see the like immediate video clips or whatever I'm looking for. But I don't really search that much, so I guess for simple stuff, find a quick answer, I just Google, because it's default.
And it's ironic, I started using Bing because I saw their advertisement in so many YouTube videos that I decided to try it one day. That's kind of ironic. Is that ironic?
You just like saying
yeah.
I do have Bing.
Do you get Bing? Bing. I mean, paid for Bing?
I'm going to talk to him about it. I'm going to talk to him about it.
Because we could just sit here like every Bing. 3 minutes, Bing! Sean could redo that sonar sketch.
That was not a sketch. That was a real thing.
That yes, is a yes. real, I'm sorry, real I'm sorry. Thing.
That commercial I heard earlier.
No, oh, go ahead.
Which I do want some of them items, and I want to know if them sneakers come in, you know, the old neon green.
The walkers?
Yeah. Yeah. I like them.
You could probably spray paint them neon green.
Yeah.
I want to go buy shoes and paint.
You can steal some.
I got walls to spray paint. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the shoes only cost $14,000.
Yes.
So, it's worth every nickel. Yeah.
So, people, please buy them CDs at www.knucklerocks.com.
No, man, you guys, I dig you guys. I haven't listened to your album because I have it now, Wrapped in Plastic. I got the one with the crack in it because I am the least
in, that for someone special.
I am the least important person on the show, so I understand it.
You got but, the one no one else has.
But if you know, when we saw you guys play at the Republic, I hope you're going to come back soon, because when I saw you guys play at the Republic, I was like, wow, Brian knows people in cool bands. No, but you guys were intense live, man. You hold it down on the live set. Now, between all of you guys, like each of you individually, how much live music experience is in that room right there minus Derek?
Band. I was in a band before this, but we didn't really do anything. We sang like 3 songs and I quit like a month afterwards. But this is like my first musical experience.
Yeah. I played bass for a band right out of high school just to do a battle of the bands that they were promoting, and that was it until I got with Moose. Moose, he's got the history. Ron's got the history.
Ron's been playing for a while.
I did a lot of stuff like in high school back in the day with a couple metal bands and marching band and
marching band. Clarinet player, right?
No, I played on French horn. I started with clarinet in sixth grade, and I switched to trumpet, and from there they made me play French horn, so I played French horn, trumpet, and clarinet in the sixth grade, but I stuck with French horn through high school.
Your lips kind of stuck like that trumpet.
Dude, is trumpet not the sexiest instrument out there? I mean, can you not?
French horn is, man. It's like you.
What?
It's French.
Yeah, but I mean,
sax,
can you put...
Man, sax.
Like, can you put the French horn to, like, any other kind of music and make it just,
have,
like,
have you ever put, tried
2 points
to put the French horn to some knuckle tracks?
That would be sick.
He won't put down the bass. Yeah. He plays keyboards, too. He won't put down the bass.
Yeah, I just love that. No, I haven't played French horn in so long, and I really don't want to play it no more. It takes a lot of practice, like, getting your lips right.
And, you got them lips right, Ron.
See,
like, my lips too fat.
Just maybe just in the studio, say, is there a song you guys are working on that where you're like, man, no, it'd be cool, the French horn or the keyboards. Or
actually, we had one where I played trombone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Or the slide whistle. I always like the slide whistle.
What about the train whistle?
You got to tell that story.
Train whistle. Exactly. We do cover a little
more. I don't know if you guys can't see, but he actually does.
A train whistle.
If anybody can peek over and see, he actually does have a train whistle.
Sean, when he's not doing the radio show, he collects trains and calls himself the engineer. So.
We do cover Locomotive Breath and the Thomas the Train theme song.
Awesome, awesome.
No, have you guys thought of starting another band Playing some of those brass instruments, maybe call it brass knuckles.
I'll never do this again.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure there is a brass knuckle.
After I kill all of these guys,
I'm genius.
The band.
As soon as we meet a guy named Camel, we'll start one called Toe, I promise.
Oh my goodness.
Roots,
we this show, I gotta say, this episode is obsessed with like animal hands, animal feet.
Coming from
animal
the guy feet. With the frog, yeah. The monkey hanging in front of him there.
You should see my browser.
We actually wrote a song about animals.
We should come up with our own innuendo during this show.
All right, guys, we are getting very close to being out of time. So before we do, make sure tell everybody where they can find out about
knuckle rocks.com.
WHAN 1430 AM for one there.
Whoa. Right now, right now.
People listen.
About 30 seconds. www.knucklerocks.com,
Facebook Knuckle Rocks, Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. Yeah.
You got some free songs up there you can listen to.
I think that's
come to Virginia Beach.
Or come to Virginia Beach, guys.
5000 Cleveland Street every Sunday.
Clean out your closet, next bring year. Some of that canned food, and help some people a little less fortunate. You know.
Very good. It's always good to do. You know, yep. Use what you do for a good thing too. So that's very, very commendable, and think very highly of that. Very highly of that.
Absolutely. All right.
Don't forget, join us this Sunday, the 1 year anniversary of the Richmond Music Review. We've loved doing the event. It's been a great year of the event, a great lineup this time as well. Downbeat Switch, Kindling Kind, The Southern Bells, and Psychobilly Cadillac. $100 best dressed prize. It's
yeah, gonna
be a classy, classy, classy evening.
Keep an eye out for that orange tux.
That's
orange
right.
Orange tux. You see the orange
tux? Velvet tux.
Is that velvet?
All right. But hey, we've had a great time with you guys. Thanks for making
thank
the
you
track.
Guys.
Thank you very much. Radio Rubber Room. Thank you.
And then have a safe trip back. Right now, this is Relaxation within the Tall Grass.
Hey, see you guys at the Republic real soon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Great to see you guys. Thank you.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering?
WHAN Ash.